Could a cool down be coming to Europe? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Jamie Poulter, assistant professor in the Graduate School of Oceanography at the University of Rhode Island, determines whether global warming is slowing the ocean currents that bring heat to the continent.
European climate variability, over decades and longer, is strongly influenced by temperature swings of its neighboring ocean, the North Atlantic. However, this influence can only be detected in the spring, summer, and fall. In winter, the ocean imprint is missing, and this absence is puzzling in light of the fact that Europe's mild winters are a consequence of its enviable location downwind of the North Atlantic. Recently, my student, Ayako Yamamoto, and I identified a cause of the missing North Atlantic influence on European winters, and the answer lies in the winds themselves. In decades of warm North Atlantic temperatures, winds take a more northern route to Europe. In decades with cooler temperatures, swifter winds extract more heat from the western and central Atlantic before arriving in Europe. In this way, the atmospheric pathways hide the ocean temperature swings from Europe in winter. What remains controversial is whether the atmosphere is the tail to the ocean's dog or vice versa. In other words, is the ocean circulation setting the slow temperature fluctuations at its surface, or is the atmosphere the more important agent? Many climate models say that the ocean is an important driver. If so, then our research has implications for the future of European climate. A system of ocean currents, popularly referred to as the Great Ocean Conveyor, brings warm waters to the North Atlantic. This current system is predicted to slow in response to global warming. Its slowdown would cool the North Atlantic just as it did in the 1970s and 80s. It is often presumed that the cooler North Atlantic will quickly lead to cooling in Europe, or at least a slowdown in its rate of warming. But our research instead suggests that the atmosphere might prevent a slowdown in the Great Ocean Conveyor from rapidly cooling Europe's winters.
That was Jamie Poulter of the University of Rhode Island. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.